Historic screening of asbestos documentary in Hebden Bridge. Law firm RWK Goodman hosted an historic screening of the landmark documentary Alice, A Fight for Life, to mark the 40th anniversary of its first screening. The documentary, made by Yorkshire Television in 1982, tells the story of Alice Jefferson, who developed mesothelioma 30 years after working for a few months in Cape Insulation's Acre Mill in Hebden Bridge. The documentary explores the health issues surrounding the manufacture and use of asbestos, told through the eyes of Alice. The documentary played a vitally important role in raising awareness of the dangers of asbestos dust. Alice Jefferson died in 1982, a month after filming finished, and before the documentary aired on national television, leaving behind two children, Paul and Patsy, then aged 15 and 5, respectively. Michael Wollstonecroft, a senior associate in the industrial disease team at the law firm RWK Goodman, said, "People mistakenly believe this is a problem that has long been resolved. It hasn't. The government estimates some 300,000 public and commercial buildings contain asbestos, including many schools. Mesothelioma is a particularly nasty form of cancer caused by asbestos exposure and results in more than 2,500 deaths a year in the UK. It has no cure, but it is entirely preventable." Hosting the screening in the town where Alice worked is both a celebration of her life, a powerful message of support to asbestos sufferers, and a reminder to government that it needs to act. The screening was held on Thursday, September the 29th, from noon at the Hebden Bridge Picture House. It was followed by a panel discussion. Tickets were free and donations welcome to raise funds for various charities nationwide supporting victims of exposure to asbestos.